So on the 5th day of February 2012 in San Diego, we are celebrating Lord Nityananda's appearance day, and we are going to chant a special verse from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. This verse is the second verse in the whole book. It's Adi Lila, chapter 1, text number 2, and it glorifies Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Nityanandao Sahoditao. Gaudo Deye Pushpavantao. Chitrao Shandao Tamonudao. Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Nityanandao Sahoditao. Gaudo Deye Pushpavantao. Chitrao Shandao Tamonudao. Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Nityanandao Sahoditao. Gaudo Deye Pushpavantao. Chitrao Shandao Tamonudao. Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya. You want to chant?
Oh.
Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
I didn't
do
that. It was the verse on the fourth. I thought it was just... No, that's okay.
Nityananda
Sahoditao.
Nityananda
Sahoditao.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Nityananda Sahoditao.
Nityananda Sahoditao. Gaudo Dehe Pushpavantao. Chitrao Shandao Tamonudao.
Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Nityananda Sahoditao. Gaudo Dehe Pushpavantao. Chitrao Shandao Tamonudao.
Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Nityananda Sahoditao. Nityananda Sahoditao. Gaudo Deye Pushpavantao. Chitrao Shandao Tamonudao. Vande.
Vande.
I offer respectful obeisances.
Sri
Krishna,
Krishna Chaitanya.
To Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Nityanandao, and to Lord Nityananda. Saha Uditao,
simultaneously arisen.
Gauda
Udaye,
on the eastern horizon of Gauda. That's Bengal. Pushpavantao,
the sun and moon together.
Chitrao,
wonderful.
Shamdao,
bestowing benediction.
Tamahanudao,
dissipating darkness.
Translation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Gauda to dissipate the darkness of ignorance and thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnanandana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Mena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance. My spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my humble obeisance to him and to all members of Sri Parampara. So this is a very important day in the Gaudiya Vaishnava calendar, the appearance of Lord Nityananda Ram, who is the very close associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And indeed, they are considered brothers, and who played an essential role in the spreading of the Sankirtan movement. And there are many things to understand about Lord Nityananda. We'll try to explain a few of them right now. But before we do, I want to read this song. I don't think we can sing it. I probably can sing it. But just to get an idea, this is of kind of the mood in which the great acharyas, this is from Partana, this is by Narottam Das Thakur, whose appearance day is coming up soon. And Prabhupada loved to sing this song. And this kind of gives a very nice view of Lord Nityananda's glories and his relationship to people in general, the fallen souls of this age, and to those who are endeavoring to be servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna. So this song is called Nityananda Nishta, Faith in Lord Nityananda, from the Prarthana songbook. Nittai Padakamala, most devotees know it as Nittai Padakamala. I'm just going to read the translation here and Prabhupada's explanation of this song. We can discuss a little. The lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are a shelter where one will get the soothing moonlight, not only of one, but of millions of moons. If the world wants to have real peace, it should take shelter of Lord Nityananda. And thus one takes shelter under the shade of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, it will be very difficult for him to approach Radha and Krishna. If one actually wants to enter into the dancing party of Radha and Krishna, he must firmly catch hold of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Anyone who has not established his relationship with Nityananda Prabhu is understood to have spoiled his valuable human birth. Such a human being is actually an uncontrollable animal. Because he never uttered the holy name of Nityananda, he has become merged into so-called material happiness. What can his useless education and family tradition do to help him? Being maddened after the false prestige and identification with the body, one is thinking, oh, what is Nityananda? What can he do for me? I don't care. The result is that he is accepting something false to be truth. If you actually want to approach the association of Radha and Krishna, you must first achieve the mercy of Lord Nityananda. When he is merciful toward you, then you will be able to approach Radha Krishna. Therefore, you should firmly grasp the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. The lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are not illusion, they are a fact. One who engages in the transcendental loving service of Nityananda is also transcendental. Always try to catch the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. This Narottam Das is very unhappy. Therefore, I am praying to Lord Nityananda to make me happy. My dear Lord, please keep me close to your lotus feet. So that's the song. Now, Prabhupada explains it very nicely. This is a very nice song sung by Narottam Das Thakur. He advises that Nittai Pada Kamala, the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, Kamala means lotus, are a shelter where one will get the soothing moonlight, not only of one, but of millions of moons. We can just imagine the aggregate total value of the soothing shine of millions of moons. In this material world, which is progressing toward hell, there is always a blazing fire, and everyone is struggling hard without finding peace. Therefore, if the world wants to have real peace, it should take shelter under the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, which are cooling like the shine of millions of moons. Judai means relief. If one actually wants relief from the struggle of existence and actually wants to extinguish the blazing fire of material pangs, Narottam Das advises, please take shelter of Lord Nityananda. What will be the result of accepting the shelter of the lotus feet of Nityananda? He says, Heno Nittai Vine Bhai. Unless one takes shelter under the shade of the lotus feet of Nityananda, Radha Krishna Paiti Nai, it will be very difficult for him to approach Radha Krishna. The aim of this Krishna consciousness movement is to enable us to approach Radha Krishna and associate with the Supreme Lord in his sublime pleasure dance. Narottam Das advises that if one actually wants to enter into the dancing party of Radha Krishna, he must accept the shelter of the lotus feet of Nityananda. Then he says, Sambandha means connection or contact. Anyone who has not contacted a relationship with Nityananda is understood to have spoiled his human birth. In another song, Narottam similarly says, Hari Hari Vipale Janma Gonainu. Anyone who does not approach Radha Krishna through relationship with Nityananda has uselessly spoiled his life. Anyone who does not make a relationship with Nityananda is simply spoiling the boon of a human form. Why? Say Pashu Bodo Durachar. Pashu means animal, say means that. Durachar means misbehave. Without elevation to Krishna consciousness through the mercy of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, life is simply spoiled for the animal propensities of sense gratification. Narottam Das says that ordinary animals can be tamed, but when a human being is animalistic, having only animal propensities, he is most horrible. For he cannot be tamed. Ordinary cats and dogs, or even a tiger, can be tamed. But when a human being goes out of his way and neglects to take the human activity of Krishna consciousness, His higher intelligence will simply be misused for animal propensities, and it is very difficult to tame him. The enactment of state laws cannot make a thief an honest man because his heart is polluted. Every man sees that a person who commits criminal offenses is punished by the government, and also in scriptural injunctions, punishment in hell is mentioned. But despite hearing from scripture and seeing the action of the state laws, the demoniac cannot be tamed. What are they doing? They never say the names of Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. They become absorbed in material enjoyment. They go down to dark regions of material existence. If one does not come in contact with Nityananda, if he does not come to Krishna consciousness, his so-called academic education and his high family birth will not protect him. Regardless of whether one is born in a very big family or nation, or has very advanced academic education, at the time of death, nature's law will act, his work will be finished, and he will get another body according to that work. So he's encouraging us. One should not misunderstand and think that as he has caught hold of Maya, similarly the lotus feet of Nityananda are Maya. They are truth. Therefore, Narottam Das confirms the lotus feet of Nityananda are a fact. One who engages in the transcendental service of Nityananda is also transcendental. Then, in Krishna consciousness, he immediately achieves his transcendental position on the spiritual platform. Therefore, Narottam advises, Nityapada sada koru asha. Always try to catch the lotus feet of Nityananda. He's taking the position of Acharya Narottam. And he says, he's very unhappy. Actually, he's representing us. He says, my dear Lord, I'm very unhappy. Therefore, I'm praying to Lord Nityananda to make me happy. Please keep me in a corner of your lotus feet. So this is Srila Prabhupada's explanation of this song. And it's understood, we read from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, about the tattva, the real position of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda, as explained by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, is actually Balaram himself, the first expansion of Lord Krishna. And he goes to great lengths in chapter 5 of the Adi Lila to describe the creation and how all of the Purusha avatars, such as Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshay Vishnu, Chirodakshay Vishnu, who execute and maintain this universe, the creation and maintenance, are actually simply expansions of Lord Nityananda. So he has that role to play. He's Balaram. We should understand that. Sometimes he's called Balaram Nitai, Nityananda Ram. But at the same time, just like Balaram, he has the role of the original spiritual master. He gives us a spiritual strength to approach Radha and Krishna, to chant Hare Krishna, to do everything in devotional service, and especially to approach Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya has declared that without approaching Lord Nityananda, without favoring him and serving him, one cannot approach Lord Chaitanya. And there's no hope of learning to love Radha and Krishna without taking hold of the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and serving the Sankirtan mission and chanting Hare Krishna in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Nityananda, Lord Nityananda, he takes that role of the spiritual master, and he was Lord Chaitanya's first lieutenant, if you will, for spreading the Sankirtan movement. When the history of Lord Nityananda is, of course, very fascinating. He appeared a few years before Lord Chaitanya in a city called Ekachakra, which is about a three-hour bus ride west of Mayapur. He was very beloved by all the people in the town, especially his parents, Hadai Pandit and Padmavati. And he would spend all day with his friends, even they would forget to eat, enacting Krishna Leela. They didn't know where he learned this Krishna Leela, you know. They said, how did he know? The people of the village would be puzzled how he knew all these details of, you know, Krishna's Vrindavan Leela. Sometimes they would do Ram Leela also. And so this way he very blissfully spent his childhood and also made others very happy. His parents were in ecstasy, just seeing him, embracing him. And then what happened was that a sannyasi came. Now Hadai Pandit was a very pious Vaishnava, very proper, and so he would entertain sannyasis or sadhus who came. He would give them, welcome them into his home and give them a nice place to sit and water, prasadam. You know, if they wanted to stay some days, he would do that. So this sannyasi came and at the end he asked some gift from Haraipan. He said, "What, anything? Anything you want? I'm your servant." So he asked for his son. He needed an assistant on his travels. And this was just like a thunderbolt in the heart of Hari Pandit, because this Vijayananda was his life and soul. But he had promised, you know, and he was an honest man, and he was a proper Vaishnava. So at great pain, he and Padmavati bid goodbye to Nityananda. This sannyasi insisted he would send him back soon, but actually what happened is for the next 20 years, Nityananda traveled to all the holy places. Practically speaking, he took sannyasi. He was not fully grown at that time. He was maybe, I don't know, 14, 15. But then he, for 20 years, he went on pilgrimage to all the holy places, just like Balaram did. If you read Krishna Leela, you'll find that, right? From Dwarka, Balaram left and he went to the holy places in India, traveling. So, and on that pilgrimage, he met Madhavendra Puri. Now, this was a wonderful meeting between two super advanced souls, and both were praising the other, and they've never met anyone with such love of God. Madhavendra Puri, he personified this, you know, Radha Krishna Bhava. He was in the line of Madhva Acharya, but he introduced this intimate service of Radha and Krishna into that line. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya, he also chose to take initiation, showing by example, from Madhavendra Puri's disciple, Ishwara Puri. So when they met, they just went for days. They were glorifying Krishna. They were embracing. They were, you know, crying. And the followers of Madhavendra Puri, whoever saw that, were just amazed at this. Finally, at great effort, they separated. Lord Nityananda stayed, I think it was in Vrindavan, for some time, until knowing that Lord Chaitanya had appeared but hadn't yet manifested his full Sankirtan movement. That's a whole other story. Lord Chaitanya, he had a period when he was in the household life in Navadvip. And he was playing the role of a kind of a proud pundit who was, of course, a Vaishnava, but not a... he was much more interested in argument and logic chopping, defeating others in argument. So for some time, he hadn't actually manifested the Sankirtan movement. Then later he went to Gaya and came back, and then he got initiated, and he became, started this chanting, but in secret, mostly, within the house of Shiva's Thakur. But when that happened and he started this chanting, he had his school, but he gave up the school. He was just teaching them everything was related to Krishna, 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 Krishna. And they said, "Well, what about the grammar?" He says, "It's all with Krishna, you know, forget it." And he stood up and he started chanting. First, Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan. This is, Prabhupada says, it's quoted in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is another way of chanting Hare Krishna, he says. We should learn this one. So at that point, then Lord Nityananda came. He came down to Navadvipa. But he hid himself. He stayed in the house of Nandanacharya, which is actually a stone's throw from our place in Mayapur. And he just stayed there. And Lord Nityananda said, "Oh, the great personality has arrived here in Navadvipa. Go find him." And he sent out all his servants, his devotees, to look for Nityananda. Where could he be? And they looked everywhere. They couldn't find him. And so Lord Chaitanya left, and then he took everyone with him, and we went straight to Nandanacharya's house. And there we saw Nityananda. And that scene is also extraordinary. When Nityananda saw Lord Chaitanya, he was stunned in ecstasy, and they embraced. And I think they both fell down to the ground. But and then they had this kirtan, then what happened was that they, Lord Chaitanya asked someone to chant, I think this verse, Barha Pidam Natavarabhu, about Krishna in Vrindavan, and they saw Nityananda manifest all these ecstatic symptoms, crying, hair standing on end, falling down, dancing, and everything went on for a long time. So that was the first meeting, and then there are all kinds of pastimes, I can't get into so many, but they're very wonderful and amazing. Nityananda Prabhu, he took the role of an avaduta. Means that someone who doesn't really follow social restrictions, you know, not exactly a sannyasi. Sannyasis also have certain very strict rules and regulations. As an example, sometimes he would appear in Lord Chaitanya's home completely naked. You know, he wasn't aware of external or internal, you know, things. He was just in bliss. And Lord Chaitanya, in the role of a household, said, "What are you doing?" You know, and he would clothe him, he would dress him up, wear this, take this coat, you know, and things like that, and went on like that. But Lord Chaitanya warned everybody, you know, never criticize Nityananda. You know, he's my life and soul. Anyone who doesn't surrender to Lord Nityananda and respect him cannot get my mercy like that. So perhaps the most famous of the pastimes there in Navadvip with Lord Nityananda was the deliverance of Jagai and Madai. And since this is so pertinent to us, because we're in the present-day Jagais and Madais, it's worth recounting. Maybe we'll also recount it tonight. So, Lord Chaitanya, he wanted Nityananda and others to go and preach. So he had this team, Nityananda and Haridas. Haridas Thakur was also there. And he would send them out. Very simple instructions. This is a famous Bolo Krishna, Bodo Krishna, Koro Krishna Shika. And there's a nice explanation of it in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. There's a commentary there by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, which we have. It's all in the Veda base. So basically it means chant the name of Krishna, worship Krishna, and follow Krishna's instructions. You know, just chant Sri Krishna's name and worship him with all your heart, follow his instructions, and to others them impart. That's also part of it. So this was the instruction that he gave that instruction to Haridas and Nityananda, that they should teach that to the people of Navadvip. And this is what they should, how they should preach. So they would go around, and beg the alms of the people to simply chant Hare Krishna. So at that time, there were these two fallen Brahmins, Jaghai and Madhai. They'd been born in Brahmin families, and they were considered Brahmins by birth. But they were as fallen away from Brahminical culture and Brahminical behavior as you could imagine. And they were drunkards, they were thieves, they would accost people on the road, they were always in a very aggressive mood. People would give them a wide berth, you know. So when Nityananda saw them, and Haridas saw them, said, "Oh, these are perfect candidates. You know, here's representatives of this age. Let's see if we can get them to chant Hare Krishna." So they took, at a great distance, just within earshot, it describes, you know, they were keeping their distance. They said, "Bolo Krishna, Bolo," you know, "you should worship Krishna. Krishna is your mother, Krishna is your father, Krishna is your life and soul." This is what they did. So the drunkards, you know, they perked up and said, "Who is this who is in, you know, who is in joining us?" And they became very angry and they started to chase them. And Nityananda and Haridas were running, you know, from Jagai and Madai. And because they were very fat and they were drunk, so they really couldn't run very fast and were in the right direction. So they eventually lost them. And the two brothers fell on the ground, you know, started beating up each other. So Nityananda and Haridas went, you know, back to Lord Chaitanya and told him. And so, but Nityananda was insistent. And so he went again the next day. He went out and found them. And this time when he enjoined them to chant Hare Krishna, Madai threw a shard, a piece of a pot, broken pot, at Nityananda's head and created a gash and the blood started to flow heavily, profusely. So that Jagai kind of sobered up a little bit because he was going to throw some more. He was going to attack him again. And he stopped. "What are you doing? You know, stop it. He's a saintly person. You know, you can't..." So Jagai acquired great merit from doing that, stopping the continuation of the attack. And Nityananda didn't take notice of it and just continued to appeal to them to chant the holy name. So Haridas ran back and told Lord Chaitanya, and he was furious. He was absolutely enraged that his brother, Nityananda, had been attacked physically. And so he rushed to the spot and he went into an internal mood, you know, and invoked his chakra, because after all, he's Krishna himself, right? So he invokes his chakra weapon, and when he was holding it, Madai saw it. They could see it, you know, and they were prostrated in front of Chaitanya. Please forgive us, you know, like that. At that point, they were very afraid. And Nityananda stopped him, and he said, "But wait a minute, this Jagai, he saved me. You know, he preached to Madai, and he stopped him from continuing his attack." And so at that, Lord Chaitanya was very ecstatic, and he embraced Jagai and imparted to him the prema bhakti. And Jagai started crying and haripilating, and you know, he went into ecstasy. He was completely purified just by that embrace. And so Madai saw that. He said, "Oh, he wanted that too. He wanted to be forgiven. He didn't want to be, you know, annihilated." So he said, "Please forgive me, please, you know." And Lord Chaitanya said, no, you have to be forgiven by Nityananda Prabhu because you attacked him. Pete, you with us? Hare Krishna. So he did that, and Nityananda, of course, forgave him. And Lord Chaitanya, I think he embraced him also, and they both became, you know, ecstatic devotees. They were completely purified. And they were so sinful, Lord Chaitanya said, "And just to prove that your sinful reactions have been completely eliminated, watch." And he turned blackish. Lord Chaitanya actually turned, he's golden, but he turned dark because of those sins that he was absorbed. Of course, then later on, he returned to his usual complexion. But, and he warned everyone. You know, after that, they were welcomed into the inner circle, you know, of Lord Chaitanya's kirtan. They were allowed into Shiva Sakha's house. Very few were. And Lord Chaitanya warned them, "These two are the most advanced devotees. Don't think of them, of their last activities at all." You know. Now, on Madai's side especially, he was very remorseful of what he had done. He'd been insulting Vaishnavs. Well, actually, the one thing they didn't do was blaspheme Vaishnavs. This was their saving grace. But they had been insulting Brahminical culture. They'd been attacking people. So he wanted some atonement process. So Lord Chaitanya said, "Okay, you build this ghat. Ghat is a place where you walk down into the river to bathe. It's a stairway." So he did that, and he greeted all the Vaishnavas when they came and tried to serve them. And this way, he pacified his heart a little bit. So now the significance of this history account is that we are also part of the Jagai Madai group, generally, except for our exalted friend here. I know for myself, you know, completely embracing sinful activities, totally ignorant of a spiritual life, just demonic, you know. Worse than Jagai Madai. They had at least been born in Brahmin families like that. So, but they represent all the fallen souls of this age who are being delivered by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. Now, later on, when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, Nityananda followed him. He and a few others followed him to Puri. He couldn't stand the separation from Lord Chaitanya. And there's some wonderful pastimes there. We won't get into all of them. But Lord Chaitanya stayed in Puri for some time. Then he went on the South Indian tour and came back. And all the devotees wanted to be with him, especially Nityananda. But he said, "No, you have to go down to Bengal and preach. You're my representative there. I have other things to do." He was in Puri, and he was going to Vrindavan and teaching the Goswamis and all these things. So Nityananda reluctantly went there, although he would return anyway, periodically, to see Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Nityananda was this pioneer in preaching. And so in this role, he takes the role of the spiritual master, you see, that he is the one who imparts in us this faith in chanting. He inspires us in devotional service. So all of the Vaishnavas, all of the acharyas and spiritual masters in the line are representatives of Lord Nityananda. And through Lord Nityananda, we get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. By the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we can approach Radha and Krishna. Lord Chaitanya is himself Radha and Krishna. This is why this song, he said here, if you want to approach Radha and Krishna, you must accept Lord Nityananda. Now the thing about Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, Prabhupada mentions this in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, is that this is why it's so important to chant the Panchatattva mantra. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivas Adigova Bhaktavinda. Ryan, Hare Krishna. Because they don't accept any offenses. You know how we chant these 10 offenses every morning? So if you're offensive against the holy name and you're chanting, you can take hundreds of births and not really get love of Godhead. But chanting the Panchatattva mantra, they don't recognize any offenses. And so by chanting that mantra, Panchatattva mantra, you remove the offenses against the holy, and then you're eligible to chant Hare Krishna more successfully. So we should learn about the role of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. It's very blissful, and his name means eternally blissful. That's what Nityananda means. And he's always immersed in this highest mellows of devotional service. And by reading about him, by chanting his name, singing these songs, and glorifying Lord Nityananda, we become inspired in the Sankirtan movement. What are you going to hear about? You're going to hear about his wonderful exploits in spreading Krishna consciousness. Just the other day, we had, was it Panihati Festival? No, that's in June. But, we had the appearance of Raghunath Das, and I heard about that. We heard about Raghunath Das' deliverance. And he approached Nityananda. It's a very wonderful pastime. And Nityananda was preaching in Bengal, and he had all of his associates around him, and Raghunath Das, who was part of a very wealthy family, he came there, and offered his obeisance from a distance. And Lord Nityananda went after him and forced him to come closer and forcibly placed his feet on his head, and gave him an order, create a festival, a huge festival for all my associates here, yogurt and chipped rice. So if you read about the yogurt and chipped rice, all kinds of varieties, So he was very wealthy, he had access to all this money, so he ordered up, hundreds of pots of chipped rice and soaked it in milk and this and that. And of course, as soon as the Brahmins heard there's a festival, they came streaming in. So suddenly there were hundreds and thousands of people who were coming to be fed. And he fed them all, And it was such an ecstatic festival. Lord Nityananda called Lord Chaitanya to come in a subtle spiritual form. And Lord Nityananda was taking a little bit out of everybody's pot and feeding it to Lord Chaitanya. And not everyone could see that. But it was going on. So in this way, Raghunath Das got the mercy of Lord Nityananda, and then he was able to get escape from the bonds of his household life. They were trying to keep him a prisoner, practically. He had a beautiful wife, like the goddess of fortune, unlimited wealth, like a billionaire. Think a billionaire. Great learning. He was a Vaishnav. They were Vaishnavs. No, nobody was committing any sin, but still, he saw it as he was completely unhappy because he wanted to go to Lord Chaitanya. But to get that mercy, he needed to please get the mercy of Lord Nityananda first. So it's a great lesson for us also. So what does it mean to take shelter of Lord Nityananda? It means to become serious about chanting the holy name purely. And become serious about Harinam Sankirtan. This is the means. This is the Yuga Dharma, the religion of the age. It means that first of all, to read about the glories of the holy name, so we appreciate the power, the mercy that we've gotten of receiving this holy name by Lord Nityananda's greatest emissary in the modern age, Srila Prabhupada. He was in that mood, going to meet, as it says here, the animals, the dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. They're called Dvipada Pashu. Animal-like human beings in the West. We think we're so civilized and polished, but we're very crude and uncivilized. And in the mood of Nityananda, Prabhupada approached us, and appealed, please chant Hare Krishna. The same thing with Jagai Mare. And Srila Prabhupada went through plenty of hardship in doing that, just as Lord Nityananda was attacked. And so it's directly that mood. So if we take that up, we take the gift and relish it and really take the instructions from the great representative of Lord Nityananda in the modern age, then we can get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Srila Prabhupada would install these deities, the Gaurantai deities. He didn't, give Radha Krishna worship right away. First it would be this Gaurantai, because they're so merciful. He came to Atlanta in 1975. At that time, book distribution was raging throughout America. It was the leading country in the world. And hundreds of book distributors converged on this Atlanta temple. They had all this Gauranatai. That's what they had. That was their main deity. I had the great fortune of bathing them for every morning for a month in December of 1978. Anyway, so, and Prabhupada had been to South America. He'd been to Mexico. This is, and I think Caracas. He went to Venezuela. And he saw, you know, Gauranatai were blessing people in all corners of the world, the Western world. And he was very ecstatic, and he started speaking about the mercy of Gauranatai, Nittai Pada Kamala, and he sang that song, Super Compassionate. What is it? Padma Karuna, Dwijana. These two brothers are super compassionate. It's a perfect word. Padma Karuna. And he choked up. He couldn't continue. He was so moved by the, you know, all these young blissful devotees who had been going out distributing books at the airport. The Atlanta airport was like one of the biggest, along with Chicago. And the fire of Sankirtan, you know, was catching. He saw the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, in action. And you read the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the chapter 7, Adi Lila, and it talks about how Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, broke open the storehouse of love of God, and they spread it everywhere, you know. And nobody was barred. Doesn't matter who you were. If you dive into that ocean, if you take the instructions, Bolo Krishna, Bojo Krishna, Koro Krishna Shikha, chant the holy name of Krishna, worship him with all your heart, and follow his instructions, then you can be drowned in that ocean. So this is our heritage. You know, we should enter into that mood. That's still flowing, but we have to take it. We have to accept it. And that's the blessing of Lord Nityananda. It's a very glorious day. We'll hear more about him tonight. And we have so much, you know, source material. This Chaitanya Bhagavad has been translated. It's available everywhere. You know, there's no bar. Of course, Chaitanya Charitamrita Prabhupada, this great effort. There's so much there about Lord Nityananda and his relationship to Advaita Acharya and Lord Chaitanya. It's all very enlivening and illuminating. So let's take advantage of this day to remember Lord Nityananda, to glorify him and take shelter of his lotus feet and vow to become more enthusiastic and serious in advancing in devotional service. Any questions? We're going to get the greeting in a few minutes. Lord Nityananda? Oh, okay, I forgot to. I'll give you a couple of verses from the Nityananda Ashtaka. Maybe one, and we'll get ready. So he says, Hey, Bratra, Nirnam Kalikalishunam Kinnabhavata, Tata Prayashchittam Rachiyayana Yasatahime, Vajantitvam Mittam Sahabhagavata Mantriyatiyo, Vajay Nityanandam Vajanatadukandam Nilavati. So this was written by Vrindavan Das Thakur, who was the author of the Chaitanya Bhagavata and a disciple of Nityananda. So, I forget the poem, I put it into a poem, but he says, my dear brother, he's addressing Lord Chaitanya, the people of this age of Kali are overwhelmed with the evils of this age. Please create some kind of means by which they can easily approach your lotus feet. I worship Nityananda, the unlimited, or the root of the tree of bhakti. And so the next verse, he says, Yateshtam re bratu kudu hadi hadi dvanamanasham tato vaksang saram buddhitadanandayo mihilagate idam bahus pota yatativatayam yakpatigraham bhaje nityanandam buddhinatudukandam. So he's going around. So the process was Sankirtan, Harinam Sankirtan. So Lord Chaitanya is going around with his arms raised to every home in Bengal. He says, my dear brother, please chant Hari Hari, chant the Hare Krishna mantra day and night without stopping. And in this way, give to me your these alms, because they beg, begging alms. The alms I request are your liberation from birth and death. That's my only alms. In this way, he went to every house. I worship Lord Nityananda, the root of the tree of bhakti. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.